waters of life. Oh, I have to get it right. Now I can't get it wrong. If I do, I will lose my life. So much in the sea now that I just can't see. And I'm feeling weary. All I can depend is on me. I keep my head above the water.
If you're not understanding what I'm saying, you're connecting with the energy and the music and the vibe, you know? So that connection then can have people research, you know, who Jalil is, you know, to see the message and to understand clearly. And I think, you know, they'll be fans after, you know? So I'm really appreciative of that, you know? And yeah, it's amazing.
It's first time in Europe?
Yes, no, first time in Spain.
In Spain?
Yeah, yeah.
Not in Europe.
Yeah, right, right.
Non è la prima volta in Europa, ma la prima volta in Spagna. In Europa dove sei già stato?
When have you been in Europe?
When?
Where have you been?
I've been a lot of places, I mean like Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, Germany, Netherlands, Belgium, Denmark,
Yeah,
yeah, loads of places. I can't remember right now. France. And I went to England as well, you know. So, you know, we, this tour that we're doing, you know, is basically to introduce, you know, Ojali Nielsen to the crowd. So, you know, they can get, you know, in tune with the music and, you know, so they can, the next tour, you know, they'll be able to, you know, kind of keep it warm, you know what I mean? So, it's amazing, you know, feeling.
È bellissimo sentire le tue canzoni, per me è stato un po' come sentire un spiritual rap, no? con la tua voce e il tuo nuovo album anche, no?
It was really great to hear your songs, it is like a spiritual reggae and from amazing and your album now just released in 2024, so can you tell us about your album, where the idea came from?
Oh, the album?
Yeah.
And where the idea came from?
Yeah.
All right, so, right now, I'm somebody that wears my emotion on my sleeve. Yeah, I hold nothing in because holding things in, you know, it destroyed me. You know, it made me sick, you know, so.
Yeah.
I basically expressed myself and, you know, I was going through a lot and what I did, I put pen to paper, you know, write down my experiences, turn it into songs. And that is how, you know, we came with the idea of Kenna Man Crying. So I wrote a song, you know, around it, like 4 years ago. And then we were like, whoa, this could be a really good title for a song, you know. So we ran with that, you know. We aligned a lot of songs that could, you know, be accommodative of, you know, Kenna Man Cry. Yeah, it was amazing, you know. It was amazing, you know, how the body of work, you know, came out. And yeah, people really connecting with it, you know, so it's amazing, you know.
Uno dei tuoi temi che ci ha colpito è stato Step by Step, che era stata la tua prima canzone del concerto. E per te è stato così partire anche dalla Giamaica, no? Comunque dal ghetto, ecco, giamaicano, muovere i tuoi passi tra, diciamo, la tua vita e la musica giamaicana.
So one of the songs that really emotionated us a lot was Step by Step, with which you opened the concert tonight. And was this also in your life, like step by step, starting from the ghetto in Jamaica? If you can tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, really good question. You know, step by step started, you know, when I was ill, you know, a couple of years ago. And I was like, you know, when could I walk again properly? You know, when could I, you know, do things that I love again, you know? So the idea came to my mind, no, just take it step by step. You know what I mean? So, you know, I wrote that song within the process of being sick. You know what I mean? And it's a testament, you know, of what I've gone through. And it's a really powerful song because it came from, you know, somewhere. You know what I mean? It's not just, you know, just writing lyrics. It came from my experience, you know? So, yeah, definitely it was that.
Si nota molto che le tue canzoni sono scritte sia da esperienze della tua vita che anche, diciamo, da trasmettere queste esperienze e sentimenti alle persone. È così realmente.
We noticed that your songs really start from your personal experience and also really want to bring a message to the others for helping things like that.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Because reggae is supposed to be healing, you know what I mean? So even with my experiences, you know, you have people that are going through the same thing, or even worse than me, you know what I mean? But what they need some form of healing. It doesn't have to be like at the doctor. It can be, the music is the doctor, you know what I mean? So yeah, definitely, you know, our aim is to, you know, bridge that gap where, you know, music can actually be a healing thing again, you know what I mean? Because we're missing that a lot and, you know, people still do it, but, you know what, it's so mainstream that, you know, it's so accessible and everybody can be a part of it, you know what I mean? Yeah, so definitely.
Bellissimo. Really good, brother.
Yeah, man.
È bellissimo anche vedere una nuova generazione, diciamo, giamaicana, no? Con queste tematiche, riprendendo un po' anche la spiritualità, quello che ci hanno insegnato Bunny Spear, Bob Marley. Vedere continuare questa tradizione è davvero bellissimo e spero che sarà il primo di tante arrivate al Rototom Sound Splash, di tanti giri per il mondo che fai per trasmettere la tua musica.
It's amazing for us to see a new generation in Jamaica that really wants to continue the tradition and brings new life to this, and also we hope that this is like the first Rototom Sound Splash reunion and to see you around.
thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. Much pleasure, man. Much pleasure. And I'm gonna continue to be myself, you know, so you can expect this music, you know, because, you know, we want to help people, you know. That's me name, you know, so I'm gonna expect everything.
Per ricordare agli ascoltatori dove si può ascoltare la sua musica, così possono ascoltarlo, vederlo e andare a vedere i suoi tour, i suoi concerti.
Just to let the audience on the radio know where can listen to your music and where can see you.
Right, yeah, man. So definitely, it's on all social media platforms. You can find me at Jahlil, JahlilMusicJA. So it's Jahlil Music JA. You find me on Twitter, you know, on Instagram, on TikTok. It doesn't matter because, you know, we want to be on all platforms, you know, so we're accessible everywhere. You know what I mean? And yeah, just be a part of the movement. I need you guys. You know what I mean? Really need you. You know, it's not just about me. As I said, it's about you as well. So let's make this thing happen together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Un saluto adesso per Radio di Roma, Radio Città Aperta, Radio Open City.
Say goodbye to the radio.
Oh, what's the name of the radio? What's the name of the radio?
Radio Città Aperta.
Radio
Città Aperta.
So Radio Città Aperta. Alright.
Yeah.
I hope I get it right. Radio Città Aperta. Yeah. So this is Jahlil, and thank you guys for tuning in to Radio Città Aperta. You know what I mean? It was a pleasure, it was an honor. Enough love, enough respect. Thank you.
Yeah.
like yesterday.